Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you at downtown San Francisco, home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We invented sports talk on a national basis in the 80s, but this is the one show all week where we just talk video games, not just sports video games, all video games, baby. So come on in and get heard, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between.
I'm a newbie.
That's fine. Come on in.
Newbies talk like this.
1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. We'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-7529. As always, a big shout out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Whatever you're doing, driving a drone, driving a truck, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications. We're on Angry Bird. Well, maybe not that one, but we're on all the apps. SportsByline.com on the internet. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails to me, Rick@SportsByline.com. That's important because I give away a brand new game every show at 40 after. So coming up in just over a half hour, that's how you will answer. Second correct answer to a very simple question wins the game. What's the game? You got to wait to find out. That's you, by the way, with the dumb voice. This is an outrage. Also, you can write me an email for a cheat code request, which I do at the end of the show as well. So that's another way to have me check it up and check it out for you. Also on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. That's wherever you might happen to be listening. 500 outlets, we're there for you as well. And also you can write me I think I talked about that already. You know what? Let's just talk video games. You know what? I'm going to tell you what's new this week. So remember, what's new, that means games that are old, in quotes, they're cheaper. It's all here for you. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on in. Get heard. We got less than an hour to talk video games on the Video Game Review.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. That's right. Both sides of the Black Sea from Istanbul to Varna. No, I meant the Pacific and the Atlantic. Hey, we're here talking video games. What's going on in your video game world? By the way, you're all my unpaid correspondents. Even if I could play video games 24 hours a day, which I wouldn't mind. First of all, I would have to be like, you know, 655321. If you get that reference, Clockwork Orange, they'd have to like pry my Malcolm McDowell eyelids open and put drops in them. But the other thing is, even if I could, I don't like everything you like, and I don't hate everything you hate. So what's good for you? What do you like? What's overrated? What's overhyped? And conversely, how about your converse? What's underhyped? What is out there that we really should get a look at? And we're not just doing it. Let me know at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is always a fun little thing to talk about for me, because objectivity is subjective and subjectivity is objective, however you want to look at it. But the Strong Museum's World Video Game Hall of Fame, we talked about some of the nominees. And we now have the results of who has been selected. The winners are, and remember, they were only going to take five. Wii Sports, Computer Space, The Last of Us, and Barbie Fashion Designer Wait, that's four. They only took four of them? I guess it was four. Maybe I should prep more. But yeah, first up, Wii Sports. I'm fine with that. I mean, you think about a launch title. It was basically a bundle. And that changed the game because cruise ship, retirement homes, that put video games in places that had never had video games before, quite literally. That game, as people wanted to bowl or what have you. And there were five motion controller sports in one collection. And there was, you know, that baseball game on there. If you caught a ground ball, the guy was out. You didn't have to throw to first. That's new rules. That's good. The other nominees that didn't make it, GoldenEye. What? GoldenEye. So it's I don't know how that game didn't make the cut. But Quake, one of the most influential first-person shooters ever. Age of Empires, of course, that's a Microsoft RTS, real-time strategy. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, which a lot of people think is the best one. FIFA didn't make it. Angry Birds didn't make it. NBA 2K, no. So it's interesting now when you think about how we look at video games and who makes it and who doesn't. And The Last of Us, that's completely built off the backs of that that HBO series, which is a good series. It's just I would not even nominate it. Sorry, Naughty Dog. I just think it's more, you're watching a movie. It's pulling the game out of your hands. But let's talk about Barbie Fashion Designer, which made it. 1996, it emerged at a time when almost all video games were marketed to boys or males. And Digital Domain with Mattel Media, it proved that a computer game targeted to girls could succeed, and in 2 months it sold 500,000 copies. And the game greatly helped expand the market for video games, and in the process it opened an important and ongoing discussions about stereotypes in games. Now, back then you could say girls and boys, you'd probably get in trouble now for pointing out people's genders. But Barbie Fashion Designer was also innovative in bridging the gap between the digital and the physical because it allowed players to design clothes and print them on special fabric. And so when you think about making important questions about what does it mean to be a game for girls? Should there be a game for girls? What are the implications of games for girls? What are the consequences of genderizing a game? So the game made it because it was a trailblazer. That's why it made it. And if you think that's enough, that's fine. I don't think that's enough. I think you have to be an amazing game to make it, but I get it. Now, Computer Space made it just because it's a tip of the hat, being the first commercial video game, 1971. Now, Space War, which was in 1962, is basically recognized as the first real video game, but the first commercial one, when you think about what it led to Nolan Bushnell and Atari, he always said what he saw from Computer Space inspired him to do it because there was no video game industry in 1970. And that game came out in 71. And it laid the foundation, is what it did. So listen, the World Video Game Hall of Fame at the Strong Museum, and this is in Rochester, New York. This was established 8 years ago. And it's got all types, arcade, console, computer, handheld, mobile. I know there's a place on Broadway in Oakland that says Video Game Hall of Fame. I don't know if that is. But this is kind of, it's sort of like 12 Galaxies with Walter Day in Ottumwa, Iowa. He was sort of the guy who had the world championships. He's been on this show, by the way. It was a long time ago, but I hope he's been on this show. But so suffice to say, the games that made it, how many do I think belong? I mean, how does FIFA not? I mean, it'll eventually will. How does FIFA not make it? So Barbie fashion designer shouldn't have made it. Computer Space. I mean, Computer Space also was a lousy game. I shouldn't say lousy. Barbie fashion designer destroys Computer Space. But both of those games made it because they're trailblazers. Now, there's something to be said about that. They should be recognized. Girl, you better recognize. Wii Sports, also a trailblazing game. And then The Last of Us. And if you think about the oversaturated field of post-apocalyptic zombie games, being able to stand out from that is not bad. And that game came out 10 years ago, and it was Game of the Year in every single website or magazine or blog or whatever podcast that was going to do it. So those are your inductees this year, if you recognize it or not. And all four of them were not the ones I picked. All right. It doesn't matter. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on the video game review, which does matter.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune Legal Support Line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the video game review. Rick Tittle with you.
T-I-L. Rick Till.
T-I-T-T-L-E. Rick Tittle follows English on site. Tittle.
That'd be bad.
1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call if you want to chime in. Questions, comments, concerns, that type of stuff. Coming up in the next segment, it'll be 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. And I will do that. I'll also tell you what's new on shelves, what's coming out this week. I saw another good list of talk show fodder, and I'm here for you. I'm not too proud, but Digital Trends just, I don't know why, in May put out its 50 greatest video games of all time. And I'm only interested in the top 10. If you want to check it out, go to Digital Trends. But that music you just heard came from Super Mario 64, which they have 10th. And there's no doubt that is a top 10 game all time on the Nintendo 64. It was also ported out to the Wii and the Wii U. Remember the Wii U? Nintendo doesn't always get it right. But that game, easily top 10. 9, they have Half-Life 2. Half-Life 2, also absolutely top 10 all time. And you can play it on your PC under Windows. You can play it on the PS3, where I played it, the Xbox 360, Linux, the original Xbox, Mac, Android. Throw it in. And of course, we're talking Valve. There's no doubt that Half-Life 2. So I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking, I like this list so far. But then it has Hades. Hades, this, the explosion of roguelites over the past few years has brought a lot of games out. Now, Hades, of course, Supergiant developed it, published it. As I said, the game's only 3 years old, 3.5 years old. Very addictive. And it's PC, Mac, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch. Everybody's in on it. Would not have it in the top 10. Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And you think about that game on the N64, the Wii, the Cube, the Wii U as well. I don't have a problem with that game being in the top 10. And, you know, the N64, I mean, after GoldenEye, that was probably the, and Super Mario, probably the third best game. But it's Link's time warping quest to defeat Ganondorf and save Hyrule. Absolutely amazing. Now we get into some weird waters. Number 6 all time, Minecraft. It says, set the standard for the modern survival game. Is it a survival game? I never thought of it. Of course, Mojang developed and published it. But what's funny is that this game now is 12 years old, and it is still one of the most widely played and enjoyable games that people have. You think about Roblox, it would not be with her without Minecraft. You could even say Fortnite would not be here without them as well. And the thing about Minecraft for me was that it always seemed like it was for little kids, so I never got into it. Number five all time, arcade Pac-Man. Walk up, walk up, walk up, walk up. Beep, beep, wee, wee, wee. Okay, so we're going arcade now. I can tell you that it was one of the worst, not as bad as E.T., but one of the worst Atari 2600 games. Bum, 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 bum. And yes, I had the 2600. Rick, did you vote for Taft? I did. I didn't care if he was fat. I liked his platforms. But a lot of people will say Pac-Man is top 10 because they'll say, that's the only game my mom ever liked. Well, that's something. There's no doubt. And it put Namco on the map in America. And it definitely helped Midway sell a lot of consoles. Then fourth, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. This, of course, is a Switch game. That's not even, I mean, it's a great game. That's not even in my top three Zelda games. The best Zelda game of all time for me on the GameCube is Wind Waker. Definitely. But, I mean, I get it. This is a game, and it's funny now, this game's already 5 years old. And a lot of people thought that it revitalized the open world experience, which was getting stale. I didn't think it was getting stale. Look, it's an amazing game. It is. I just don't have a top 10. Number three, Super Mario 3. I remember waiting for Super Mario 3 to come out. I kept waiting. I kept waiting. This is 1988. I couldn't wait anymore, so I bought a Game Boy. That's right, with the Herc monochrome dot matrix. And I bought the Mario game on that. Now, this was a game that was so exciting because you could put on the raccoon hat and wave your tail or squirrel, whatever. I think it was a raccoon. And you could fly. And I played it on the NES. And, of course, you can have it on the GBA, the Wii, the 3DS, Wii U, Switch, whatever. But, look, top 10 platformer, sure. Top 10 all time. Now, here's where it gets weird. Their second best video game of all time is Portal 2, the Steve Merchant voiced one. And, of course, Valve again. And it's amazing to me that Portal 2 came out in 2011 because I feel like it just came out. Time flies. Gracious. PS3, Xbox 360. The reason this game should not be on the list is because Portal was better. This was a triumph, Aperture Science. And that was in the orange box, which had Half-Life 2 episodes 1 and 2. The orange box, by the way, I don't know, the 360, greatest value in the history of video games. Beyond the doubt, Portal was a throw-in with Team Fortress 2. So, Portal 2 is a good game. It's not even close to being as good as the first Portal. But it doesn't mean it's a bad game. But top or number two all time. So I thought, this is interesting. What does Digital Trends have? Like I said, this is just, you know, it's not a real list. I mean, it is for them, but it's not like if you don't agree with the list, you're wrong. It's not that. It's just some people deciding this. The number one video game they have all time is from the 80s. Let me give you a hint. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Do you know yet? The Great Soviet Union. Yes. Tetris. Right when the wall came down, 89, and the walls came tumbling. So there's a lot of debate about it. And you think about a game, as I said, from the late 80s and how addictive it was. But this game should not be the number one video game of all time. You get into weird spaces sometimes with semantics. Like, I hate the fact that gambling people call it gaming now. The Nevada Gaming Commission. Just say they don't want to say gambling. It's just a naughty word. Don't say gamble. Then people might not realize that they're throwing all their money away. And by the way, if you're thinking about betting $10 on an NBA game or an NHL, you know, Stanley Cup playoff game or whatever, horse racing, the Preakness, Premier League soccer, save yourself the trouble and just rip it up at home right now. That's what I think about gambling. You're just handing your – why do you think they keep building more skyscrapers? You ever flown into Vegas? I've flown into Vegas several times. There's cranes everywhere building skyscrapers. Yes. Anyway, Tetris. Tetris is one of the top 10 puzzle games of all time is what it is. And it's addictive. And it's groundbreaking. And look, I've said a million times, what makes a game playable is it fun? It doesn't have to have great graphics. It doesn't have to have great famous people voice-overing it. Is that a word? It doesn't have to have Super Bowl commercials like Halo 2. It doesn't have to have any of that. Halo 2 was lame, by the way. It just has to be fun. And is Tetris fun? Yeah. Is it nerve-wracking? Does it give you anxiety? Maybe a little bit. Do you have to be quick on your feet? I guess. It is not the greatest video game of all time. It is a puzzle game, is what it is. It's not even as good as Joust. You know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. But whatever. It's good to talk about, and we're going to go to a commercial, and I kill the segment, and that's what I'm here for. Coming up next, I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's the Video Game Review. And it's 40 after, so it's time to give away a brand new game. This one is very interesting. You know, sometimes I got these AAA titles. This one is for the PC, and it's called World Turtles. It's from Recognition. They developed it, and the publisher, Freedom Games. Here's the summary. Did I mention it's for the PC? The world turtle carries entire civilizations on its back through outer space, and the gentle meeps are the only ones on a quest to save it. Cooperation rather than conquest will save the day. So prepare to harvest, build, research, and explore the void in this wholesome Turtleback Builder. All right. So the graphics, to me, when I look at it, they kind of look kind of cartoony GameCube-ish, but they're very, I don't know. I mean, I did see a catapult in one. I didn't play. I was watching some of the gameplay, though. But you can get this. It's from, you know, the Unreal Engine, and it's on Steam. It's a strategy game. It's an indie. It's a sim. It's a city builder. It's a lot. And it actually looks pretty cool. It's addictive. I can just tell by looking at it that it's addictive. My question is, World Turtle, is this about a zoo or is this about city building? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. Rick@sportsbyline.com, SBRTSBYLINE.com. And the second correct answer will win World Turtles from Recognition and Freedom Games. What do you think of that? Yeah. Now, speaking of Steam, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, a game that has been just, I mean, the anticipation for this game has been crazy. And if you got it on a, if you got it on the 5 or the Xbox Series X or S, I'm sure you're having a great time with it. But the PC port, a lot of people think it's one of the worst ones they've ever seen. And it's basically patch-a-palooza now. Now, Digital Foundry said Star Wars Jedi Survivor is the worst AAA port of all time. Now, there were rumors that this game was struggling on all platforms during the beta process, but EA did not anticipate how negative this initial reception was going to be. But PC ports are rapidly developing an infamous reputation, because this is hardly a novel phenomenon. When you think about the Callisto Protocol was absolutely slammed for this. I was looking on Game Rant and they were talking about how even Elden Ring Game of the Year was struggling But the unacceptable state of PC ports is an issue that is seemingly becoming more acute rather than not. I mean, speaking of EA, Wild Hearts was a competent competitor to Monster Hunter, but it faded away. Does anybody talk about it anymore? Last of Us Part One's PC port had a million patches before it was actually ready to go. And when these games are born on consoles, it's hard. But Star Wars Jedi Survivor is just emblematic of everything you would expect from a lousy PC port. And the iconic Duel of the Fates accompanies a series of performance issues and graphical errors, and it's in a state that's almost so hard to believe. And especially with so many of the existing issues that were there with Fallen Order 4 years ago. So, you know, shader, compilation stutter, that's probably one of the most significant issues identified. You obviously want a high-end GPU and CPU utilization. You don't want to have to, like, knock it down to go to 50% of it. But stick with me here. The absence of DLSS and upscaling tools other than FSR means that there are very few remedies for the frame rate woes. And so it's just, you think about graphic recommendations that are next to possible. So, look, despite the technical limitations highlighted by some of the poor design, EA and Respawn have since responded, and they're taking steps to address them. And EA Star Wars Twitter account drew some ire from fans, and it felt the publisher was not taking full responsibility for this state of the game. So hopefully when we check back, this game will be patched and everybody will be happy. You think? Maybe. Also, it's been nearly a month since, speaking of EA Sports in the game, EA Sports came out with PGA Tour. It came out April 7th during the Masters. And that means it had a great jump. And if you think about it, rose up to take the market. But then after 8 years, PGA Tour 2K is back. And now you can look at them side by side. Basically, EA Sports PGA Tour and PGA Tour 2K23. And when you look at the graphics, I mean, EA's producers and marketers spent a long time hyping up the visuals, and they're there. And what would you expect from a brand new next-gen title that took 4 years to develop? It is probably the best-looking golf game ever. That's because the Frostbite engine, developed by DICE in Stockholm, by the way, for Battlefield. Love Battlefield. They got LiDAR scans. They got drone flyovers. They got Augusta National agrimatic data. They talked with course superintendents, like seriously just sitting down and talking to them. 30 venues. And, you know, because each course has been engineered to play slightly different, St. Andrews, 100-yard rollout, Harbor Town offering the chance to flag approach shots on spongy Bermuda greens. Each of them has their own identity. It's really nice. So if you think about 2K23, it just doesn't match up side by side. You can look at how, like, PGA Tour versus 2K, and you can see, like, at Pebble, the way the ocean looks. And then if you look at 2K, it almost looks like, you know, something from 20 years ago. But what about gameplay? That's where it's all there, not who looks better. And PGA Tour features 20 different shot types, which is great, which I don't know how to do. Make the ball settle on the green and then spin backwards. I don't know how anybody does that. But that's the thing. The drawback is maybe PGA Tour is too easy. You can win a major in career mode on the hardest settings with the AI scoring turned all the way up, even if you don't max out your players' abilities and stats. And you're going to hit the ball really, really far. So 2K23 is a more straightforward experience with fewer options and less in the way of creativity. But you can also find yourself shanking and slicing the ball all over the place. So maybe EA would benefit more from making its own swing mechanic more sensitive and more subject to operator error. I don't know. If you think about some of the old school button mashing that we used to do from some of the Tiger games. But online play, PGA Tour has daily, weekly, seasonal tournaments on varying difficulties from arcade to pro to tour. It gives players a range of competitive experiences. There's head-to-head matchups, social outings, 16 users at once. You can actually see other players on the course and watch them. Now, I remember being able to do that in Rory McIlroy. That was in 2015, but here we are 8 years later. And while 2K23's ranked matchmaking mode still features just one player, one shot at a time. But that said, what 2K has is called, quote, online societies, end quote, which allows a group of users, large or small, to run their own tournaments. You could set up a tournament or a short season with a few of your friends as well, or you could join TGC Tours, which is an online hub for thousands of 2K users, and they organize 18 weekly events. Settings and skill levels vary. And the site features daily leaderboards, a promotion, relegation system, and all that. So you think about the courses too. You know, you get more from 2K23. So the big picture is they're both very good games. They are. But right now, I got to go with EA Sports. It's in the game. All right, let's take a look at the new games this week. Cook Server Forever. It's a cooking game. Who knew? For the PC. Darkest Dungeon 2, an RPG roguelike. This is for the PC. Poosh XL. This is for the Switch, the PC, and your phones. That's Android and iOS. Dokapon Kingdom Connect. This is a board RPG game for the Switch. Mid-Autumn, an RPG roguelike for the PC. Stellaris, Galactic Paragons, simulation strategy for the PC. Mathland, no thanks. An adventure educational game for the 4, the 5, the X, and the S, the 1, and the PC. Occupy Mars, the game. Action adventure simulation for the PC. Another Fisherman's Tale, an adventure casual on the 4 and the PC. Death or Treat, not Trick or Treat, action adventure indie roguelite, X and S, 5 and PC. Fuga, Memories of Steel 2, all the big boys systems. Mechabellum, not Antebellum, Mechabellum, indie simulation strategy for the PC. Midnight Suns, RPG strategy game for the 4 and the 1. Nightmare Reaper, it's a first-person roguelike shooter, 4 and the 5 and the X and the S. TT Isle of Man, Ride on the Edge 3, this is motorcycle racing, open world, all the systems. Baby Storm, action adventure, casual indie sim on the Switch and the PC. And here it is, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. We'll talk about it next week. Action adventure, open world game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code right here on Sports Byline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that. Rick Tillett with you on the Video Game Review. About to kick it back to all the sports talk on all the networks, Sirius XM, Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation, Sports Byline, American Forces. Oh, my gosh. All right. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to Rick at SportsByline.com. This one here is from Amy. Amy wants to know if there's any cheats for Army Men RTS. That's PS2. Yes, real-time strategy. At any point in the game, Super Soldiers, hold R2 and press square, square, X, triangle, X, square. Once again, hold R2 and press square, square, X, triangle, X, square. If you want 2,000 electricity, hold R2 and press triangle, square, circle, X, triangle, X. Once again, hold R2 and press triangle, square, circle, X, triangle, X. If you want to get more plastic, press R2 and then press triangle, circle, square, X, triangle, square. Once again, for more plastic, credit card, hold R2 and press triangle, circle, square, X, triangle, square. And there you go. I'm here for you. I will look this stuff up. I will look this stuff up for you. And we will figure it out together. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, I'm Rick Tittle. And you can email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, at any point. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.